It's Tuesday, March 5th, AD 2024. This is The Worldview, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. United States Senators Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, James Lankford, a Republican from Oklahoma, Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, and Tom Tillis, a Republican from North Carolina, have introduced a resolution calling for religious freedom around the world. The resolution specifically calls on the Senate to recognize religious freedom as a fundamental right, to condemn the criminalization of religious exercise, and to promote religious freedom as a priority in U.S. foreign policy. Violators called out in the resolution include Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, China, Afghanistan, India, Iran, Nicaragua, Pakistan, Nigeria, North Korea, and Russia, among others. Christian Solidarity International reports freeing 1,500 slaves from Islamic bond slavery last year in Sudan. Joel Veldkamp told CBN of a young man who was forced into the Islamic religion while a slave, but upon his release from slavery, learned about Jesus Christ and became a Christian. Listen to this.
I'm thinking of one young man I met named Garang, who was just old enough when he was enslaved to know that he didn't come from a Muslim background, but not old enough to really know anything about Christianity at all. So he grew up in slavery and he grew up being forced to learn the Quran and go to Islamic school at night and work during the day, always being told he was a Muslim, always being forced to pray like a Muslim. But he always resisted and he never accepted that this was his identity. And then when he came back to South Sudan, he had the chance for the first time to learn what it meant to be a Christian. And he learned the Jesus story. And he told me, the Jesus story is way better. Jesus came and he gave himself for the world. He doesn't force anyone to follow him. He doesn't force anyone to worship him. He just loves us.
While most countries in the world are liberalizing laws on homosexuality, a few African nations are doing just the opposite. Ghana's parliament approved a law last week which would impose a 5-year jail sentence for forming or funding groups advocating homosexuality, and a 10-year jail sentence if one is guilty of encouraging children towards homosexuality. Uganda passed a similar bill in 2023, and the Kenyan government is considering a family protection bill as well. 2 Peter 2, verses 6 and 7 reminds us that God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. He rescued Lot, a righteous man who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. Anarchy rules on the streets of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Armed groups have torched police stations and thousands of prisoners have been released from prisons. CNN reports that 80% of the capital city is now controlled by gangs. Thousands of people have been kidnapped and over 300,000 are now homeless because of recent unrest. The U.S. State Department recommends no travel to Haiti due to, quote, kidnapping, crime, civil unrest, and poor healthcare infrastructure, end quote. Even American missionaries have largely pulled out. Mission Aviation Fellowship halted flights into Haiti last November. Please pray for Haiti. Here in America, the U.S. Supreme Court set the Colorado Supreme Court on its heels Monday, ruling unanimously that Donald Trump should, in fact, remain on the ballot for the 2024 presidential elections, reports NBC News. The Colorado court had invoked the 14th Amendment, Section 3 to the U.S. Constitution, ruling that President Donald Trump had engaged in, quote, insurrection or rebellion, end quote, against the U.S. Based on this ruling, should Donald Trump gain the Republican nomination for president, he will appear on ballots in all 50 states this November. Franklin Graham's Frontera God Loves You tour has kicked off as the Christian preacher holds evangelistic meetings in 10 cities along the southern U.S. border. Graham explains the purpose of the tour.
I'm on the border of Mexico. Millions of people have crossed this border into our country. People from all over the world are looking for a new opportunity at life. We're not coming here for election purposes. We're coming here to present the gospel. We started in Brownsville, and we're going to go all the way to Chula Vista, California. People down here are discouraged. I'm talking about the local people, the Texans that live here. It's tough. The border patrols are having a tough time. The state of Texas law enforcement having a tough time. And then the people that just live here, they're overwhelmed. I believe this is one of the best opportunities for us to be able to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to these people here on the border.
Remarkably, 7,000 gathered Saturday night at the Don Haskins Center in El Paso, Texas, to hear the gospel message. And 1,200 gathered in the smaller town of Presidio, Texas, last Friday night. This is the gospel message that transforms nations. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. In economic news, gold has reached new records, scraping $2,120 per ounce on Monday, reports Reuters. Bitcoin also has hit an all-time high of $67,400. Within 2 years, the unstable cryptocurrency lost 75% of its value and then regained the 75%. As well, in 2018, Bitcoin lost 84% of its value and then gained it back. Super Tuesday is today. Voters in 15 states are set to cast their ballots in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. They'll select the best presidential candidate in their party, all the way down to the best state representative. Approaching the United States election, a recent Economist and YouGov poll found that the least important issues for Americans coming to the polls are abortion and the environment. The most important issues are taxes, government spending, inflation, and crime. And finally, over the weekend into Monday, abandoned semi-trucks covered in snow were lined up on the I-80 freeway in Northern California, crossing over into Nevada. The three-day snowmageddon around Lake Tahoe has brought 5 to 7 feet of snow. Some areas in the highest elevations could receive 10 to 12 feet of snow by the time the storm is over. And that's the World View on this Tuesday, March 5th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.